On Friday, multiple law enforcement agencies on the state and federal level executed a search warrant at a Monterey, Massachusetts home related to an investigation of illegal manufacturing and sale of homemade explosive devices. WAMC spoke to Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington about what the search uncovered and the investigation.
Right now, this investigation is really being led by the State Police Fire Services and the State Fire Marshal's Office. Initially, the State Police Detective Unit assigned to my office was very involved in the kind of developing the initial tip and the search warrant and executing the search warrant last week in Monterey. And I am told from the State Police Fire Services that we can expect to see charges in the near future related to this. It has been already reported that, this investigation regards the manufacturing and sale of explosive devices. They're homemade M-class explosive devices. And what I'm told is that those are about 2 to 3 times more powerful than, what you would see, sold as commercial fireworks.
At this time, is there a sense of who these explosives were being sold to?
That is being developed, and it's a multi-agency investigation.
As far as the community in Monterey, what's the message from authorities about the safetiness of the community at this time?
Well, all of the devices were taken from the home, and it was a very careful, methodical process. It took many hours to remove the devices. They are taken out a bit at a time and put into a special kind of vehicle that contains them. And then what is the common practice, which is what happened in Monterey, is that everything was detonated at a safe location. And that's a typical practice, so there is no ongoing threat to the community from these devices because they have all been disposed of. If anyone is aware of someone making explosives, then, they should always contact their local police department or the arson hotline, which is 1-800-868-9229.
One of the agencies who responded to the investigation was the Connecticut State Police. Are there concerns at this time this is a multi-state crime?
Well, that's definitely under investigation. There are a number of law enforcement agencies involved right now, including the ATF and the FBI and the Connecticut State Police.
Is there any concern about a political dimension to the bomb-making activities?
I haven't heard any official word on that. At this point, my office is really waiting for charges to be filed and then obtaining, more documentation around what was located in the home and what was, found as in response to the search warrant.
Given the federal dimension of the investigation, will your office ultimately handle the prosecution of this case?
Well, we haven't had any discussions yet with the FBI or with the U.S. Attorney's Office about that, but I would expect federal charges, and potentially they would potentially trump supersede, the state charges in this case.